We associate white with purity, goodness, and rightness. White is the symbol of positive and protective energy. We dress heroes and heroines in white. White represents wholeness of spirit. We associate God, God's messengers, and heaven with white. We picture angels in robes of white. We associate darkness with evil and destruction. When catastrophe strikes, we call it a dark day. Darkness represents despair, anger, and rage, which are absences of love, compassion, and forgiveness. We say that a person who feels these things is in a dark mood. We say the Dark Ages were a time when the light of reason was absent. We call the absence of a splintered psyche, a psyche without radiance, the dark night of the soul. We call the devil the prince of darkness, and we think of hell as a place where the light of God does not reach. Is the perception of white as an integration or a completion, and darkness as an absence, therefore, limited in accuracy or applicability to the physical phenomena of white light and blackness? No. Language, mythology, religion, and science each recognize in white a reflection of integration or wholeness or completion, and in darkness a reflection of the absence of this. The multisensory personality sees directly that each of these ways of understanding reflects the same thing. The multisensory personality sees divinity, or God, or divine intelligence, or whatever word it chooses to use for this, as light, with a capital L. It sees those through whom divinity flows consciously, such as the Christ, the Buddha, and Krishna, as beings of light, with a capital L. Beings of wholeness, integration, and completeness. Therefore, it sees in the white of science a reflection in time and space and matter of the wholeness, integration, and perfection of timeless divinity. It sees evil, anger, despair, destruction, and rage as the absence of light with a capital L. Therefore, it sees in the black of science a reflection in the world of physical phenomena of incompleteness, of the absence of light.